Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Michaela. How can I help you?
Hi, Michaela. My name is Korean Yara, and I received a debit to my account for $39 and... I don't have it in front of me, but I received, and I guess it's for some kind of a membership or something, but I've never even heard of your company, so I did not sign up for it.
Okay, well, if you can start me off with your zip code, I can go ahead and look at it for you.
61739.
Okay, can I have that first and last name again?
Karina Yara.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see here on the 7th, where you, the 7th of June, I'm sorry, where you signed up for a contest or maybe like did a survey or something.
I was trying to get some kind of a contest or something, but
yes,
I didn't sign up for any kind of membership.
Okay, so in order to be entered into the contest, it did require you to sign up for our meal plan, which is what that charge is.
Okay, I don't want it. I want a refund. Like I said, I've never even heard of your company. I'd like a refund to the account that you debited.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the meal plan is really good, and it's also keto-friendly. I can go ahead and offer you $19.85 off that monthly rate.
No, I don't want it. I eat once a day. I don't cook for myself. I live alone. I would never sign up for a program for food because I get most of my food from a local pantry because I am low-income, and I can't afford anything like this. I live on Social Security. So if it was signed up for, it was totally in error. And I do not want it. And I would like a refund of the $39.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get you canceled out. And I can go ahead and get you 75% of that refund.
Why only 75%?
Because today is the 9th, you would have had to call in and cancel it on the 7th.
That's when it appeared on my account.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment. Let me see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I am going to go ahead and get you that refund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the $39.85?
Yes, ma'am. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for it to go ahead and reflect into your account. And I do also have this account canceled out.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And again, I'm sorry. I did not intentionally sign up for any kind of meal plan. So, you know, I'm very sorry, but I saw this debit on the 7th, and yesterday I didn't have a chance to call because I was working on my monthly bills, and, you know, I just, when I saw this on the 7th, it was like at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I couldn't call then, but... You know, I'm just trying to explain because I do appreciate that you're issuing the refund, but, you know, I did not knowingly sign up for this. So I thank you very much for your cooperation in getting this cleared off of my account.
Yes, ma'am. And I do have that cancellation number ready for you. Just let me know.
Okay.
When you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
919.
919. 02 092 016 016. Yes, ma'am. Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Michaela.
Michaela. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you spell that? Because I'm terrible at spelling, and you have a very pretty name, but I don't know how to spell it.
It's M A K.
Okay.
A Y L A.
A Y L A. Mhm. Oh, it's just like it sounds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh well. Yeah, like I said, I'm not very good at spelling, so thank you very much, Michaela. I do appreciate that you have gotten this rectified for me.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Okay, have a good day.
You have a great one.
Bye.